Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it is good to be with you on this incredible Sunday. We want to thank you for listening to KBOE 104.9 FM on your radio. And also, too, it's always a privilege to be able to get on the air and speak to you in your day as maybe you're traveling down the highway. You've just turned this on. You've been listening to some incredible country music on KBOE, or maybe you're just you're sitting at home today and you've tuned us in as well. And sometimes I know a lot of folks on their way to church just listen to Vital Ministries on our webcast, and we just want to thank you for being a listener. Also, too, we just want to bring you up to date. We continually send out devotionals 6 days a week for both men and women. We have 5 writers on the Vital Ministry side that do an incredible job, and just if you want that daily inspiration, it'll just give you that opportunity to do so. And also, too, my wife writes for the Vital Women as well, and so you can jump on that and get that on vitalministries.org. We actually have an app, so you can get it on demand on your phone, and if you'd like to do that, it just gives you that extra plug-in in your day to experience just a greater relationship with Jesus Christ. But it's another Vital Ministry Sunday morning teaching, and we are glad that you are joining us today. And it's great to live and experience another day in this life. We've been given another day of a gift. Last weekend, I had the privilege to ride on this Vital Men's biker trip here in Iowa. We took on the Mississippi River. We traveled all the way up north to Prairie du Chien and drove the distance of the Mississippi along the Iowa border all the way down to the Keokuk, Iowa. And believe it or not, we were rain free the whole time. We did a lot of detours along the way with road closures, but we made it through. And I couldn't get over all the flooding and the lack of crops, especially on the Illinois side of the river. That state has been significantly hit. And it's also, too, the other thing I noticed when we were down to the Keokuk, they had actually shut down that bridge. So you're traveling south, you got to really pay attention because there's a lot of road closures. I encourage you to check on your on the webpage or different things for road closures. But that bridge is closed. The water is actually to the bottom of the bridge. So they have closed it down in the community of Keokuk, Iowa. But I do want to give a plug-in for our upcoming Vital Couples Ride that's coming June 28th through the 30th. We're headed to Clear Lake, and we'll also check out the Surf Ballroom where Buddy Holly and all those great entertainers and entertainers since have been there. We'll ride around Lake Okoboji, and we'll see the incredible sights along the way. And you can get more on Vital Ministries on our website. Again, that's vitalministries.org. But here's the good thing that I think is, as we go out as couples, we're going to be talking about the 5 love languages between a man and a woman who are married, and just a great time as a couple, and a great time to see Iowa. So just want to plug you in on that event. And that's, again, June 28th through the 30th. It's just a great Vital Couples Ride that you don't want to miss out on. But last week we had Pastor Bill Tweedwitz with us as our guest speaker, and we continued our series on What's Your Passion? And we discovered that we dove into a difficult addiction this past week, which was on sex, a sexual addiction, and how it affects our hearts, imprints our brains, and how it creates distance between us and God. It was a powerful teaching, and if you've missed that, you can get on our Vital Ministries webpage and pick that back up. I would encourage you, there's some great information on that sexual addiction. But this week, we're going to continue with that topic, but how can we get free of sexual addiction and live as free men and women as God has called us to be? And what an honor to live in our sexuality as God has ordained it. And I love that verse that comes from Ephesians 6:13. It says this: "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, stand." I love that verse. It's awesome. It puts definition. It puts that realizes the enemy attacks us. It's only for a season. It's only for a moment of time. It's not for the duration. But here's the key to what we just read. Once you understand the scope of the battle and where it takes place and the tactics that the enemy places against us, the next step is knowing what weapons that are at our disposal and how we use them. It's important to know God's weapons and his strategies, and that is crucial to winning the battles, like going into war against an enemy with no armor or any weapons. You will lose every time, and the Bible instructs us to put on the armor of God. And today we're going to show you each piece of the armor that links us to the way we think. We will see how the Holy Spirit assists us to help conquer this sexual bondage that so many men and women have been overtaken in. In Ephesians 6, we will look at every piece again of the armament of the Roman soldier that used the offensive and defensive warfare. But let's relook at Ephesians 6, 10 through 13, and we'll show how the armor protects us and gives us an offensive armor as well to fight back. So if you're at home today and you are listening, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13, and jump in right away this morning to, I think, this effective teaching for us today. It says this, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against the mighty powers in this dark world, and against the evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of the evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing strong and standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. And we're going to talk about that belt of truth even more today. But as we read the first portion of this of the Bible, we see Satan's strength, that he's a strong enemy, but he can be beaten, not by our own willpower, strength, or any fighting strategies, but only by the power of God himself can the enemy of Satan be beaten. Jesus beats the enemy, remember, on the cross. Satan is incredible in the Bible, compared to a lion or even a dragon. In John 10:10, it says that Satan is a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not only as strong, but he's also intelligent, and he's also subtle in how he attacks us. Remember last week that we talked about how he studies generation from the generation. He has studied your great-grandparents. He has studied your grandparents and your parents. By doing this, he knows the infallibilities that we have within ourselves. So he knows how to attack us. So when he knows those things and sees our weaknesses, but that is when the battle comes. But let's look at the armor of God and see how it will help us live a life of sexual freedom, of how God ordained it, and how we can truly live in the image of God himself. The first one portion of the armor is this, the belt of truth. Matter of fact, in Ephesians 6:14, it says this, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. The belt of truth is the word of God, the Bible. It holds on to the rest of the armor. It will. I want you to hear me in this, people. And oftentimes people will say, well, putting on the armor of God and putting on the belt of truth, the Bible. But Mike, I just don't understand the Bible and simply how it applies. Well, I used to feel that same way myself. And I would get into different books in the Bible. And at first it was just simply boring. I got to be honest with you, but we truly want to be conquerors of the addictions that enslave us. It will take the Bible to redirect our thinking. This is essential. So here's what's worked for me, reading the Bible in the New Testament of John. What I encourage so many people to do is read it over and over again until it starts sinking in to where you get an understanding. And I realize just how much God loved his creation. You'll see that in the book of John and how he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on a cross and to overcome death in 3 days. He was victorious over the enemy, Satan himself. But putting on God's truth, his word in your mind, changes your thinking. When you have those seductive thoughts that you quote God's word, ask Holy Spirit to bring the truth into your mind and erase those sexual thoughts that the enemy has put in your mind by stepping into that sin. This year, I'm on my 7th year of reading the Bible through in a year, and it's getting into my mind. It's getting into my brain. But God's truth is getting into the very soul, the very core of who I am. And that's important for us as we look at the belt of truth, because you got to remember, this whole belt of truth holds on all of the armor, folks. So it's essential to know the truth, not what the truth of what the world says, but what is God's truth. And that's essential. And I think it's so important as oftentimes as we look at that and the importance of it, it's a matter of stepping into it. I just encourage you today, just step into that, because that's what God asks us to do, and not simply a cliche, not something that somebody is just, and as we often hear, as different radio preachers will be. And folks, I just hope I'm not preaching, but I'm teaching to you the things and the experience that I have experienced in my own life, and how God has made me stronger and the man that I am today. The next portion of the armor is this is God's righteousness. It says in verse 14, also to put on God's armor of God's righteousness. This is your testimony. Satan hits us with accusations when you've asked Jesus to be your Savior. You know that you are now under Christ's blood. You've taken away any of the accusations that Satan can bring against you. Your testimony of being one of God's children defeats the enemy every time. When the enemy tries to entice you to look at a person, say to him, no, I'm a son, that person is a son or a daughter of the living God. God created that person in his image, not as a sexual object of another person. We see that oftentimes in the opposite sex, but if we can look at each person, a man or a woman, and when we see that person, and sometimes the enemy wants to create enticement, we remember that they are part of God's creation, not an object for us to lust after. And that's so important for us today to realize that when we see other people, they're not objects. They are God's creation. And when we get that in our own minds, it's important. Oftentimes I will hear, especially men that are older, and they'll see a younger woman. I'm so, as this year, and a matter of fact, in a few weeks, I turn 59 years old. And many times these younger gals that we see can actually be, man, they could actually be my daughter, or even some of them younger could actually truly be my granddaughter. And when I get in that mindset and remember those things, man, it just blocks the enemy every time. See, this is the enemy is a deceiver, and he wants to walk around defeated and wants you to be enslaved by the addiction. So he will entice you through television, through social media, internet, visual, any way he can entice you to be less. Your testimony of God's righteousness, folks, hear me on this, is important. Know who you are. It's essential to defeating the enemy, that you are sons and daughters of the living God, and God has made you more than conquerors to defeat this sexual addiction. You've got to know and stand by God's righteousness and know your testimony. The next one is the shoes of peace. Verse 15, for shoes put on the peace that comes from God's good news, that when the time comes, you'll be fully prepared. See, shoes give us the ability to stand regardless of how fierce the battle is. You never see a man or woman in the military wearing what I call Nike tennis shoes. Know that when they are headed into battle, they have battle-ready boots on. They're ready. Matter of fact, oftentimes we'll see them in airports and as they get off and different things, and you see the folks that are in the military, they always have boots on. They are ready for the readiness. The boots are keep them from getting their feet wet, the dampness of what's going on, so it doesn't prevent them from doing battle. The stability of any terrain, you'll see the ruggedness on the underside of the boots. They're not made to run. They're made for battle. They're made to grip and to hold ground, and that's essential for us as we put on those shoes of peace. We will always have battles to fight. That's, folks, that is simply just life. And we put on battle shoes, I can rest in God's peace. Peace in knowing that God is with me in the battle. As it is said, a man will find God in a foxhole every time in the battle. That is so true. But we can have the peace knowing God will equip us. I'm his, and nothing can take that away. So when the enemy comes with the battle, and he will, we will have the peace knowing that we can be more than conquerors in him. So what shoes do you put on each morning? I would encourage you, as we talk about these different portions of battle armor, to actually try to, in your mind, physically put those things on. So now you've got on the shoes of peace. The next is the shield. And this is what it says in verse 16. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. See, folks, the shield of faith keeps us, the arrows, from hitting our body. The enemy is always shooting. He will attack us however he can. He will hit you of being worthless, call you weak. Here's another arrow. He will call you to places of your mind that you can only get the arrows shot at in the openness, and you don't give that vulnerability to him when he shoots his fiery arrows. I found that my shield of faith is essential for battle because I hold on to it. I hold on to my faith. Even as a leader of Vital Ministry, the enemy attacks me. He entices me in quiet moments when my guard is down, and I have to be so careful when I surf in the internet, looking at videos and different information as I put together speaking and those different things. The enemy will hit me with what we call pop-ups, wanting me to click. I then hold up my shield of faith and block the arrow. My shield of faith as a man and the man of God he has made me, he's setting me up to hold up that shield of faith so I can hold on to that. I use the shield of faith to block the enemy and his sudden attacks of his arrow so he doesn't place my own mind into sexual bondage. I don't want to go there, and I just fight back, and I use up my shield of faith. My faith is what holds against him. Folks, these different portions of what we put on the armor, it's going to be essential for you to beat this sexual addiction that the enemy will try to entice you, or maybe that you're in bondage in. I just encourage you today, as we talk about these things, to use these and against the sexual addiction, because the next one we're going to talk about this morning is the helmet. It says, put on the helmet of salvation. When I put on the helmet of salvation, I protect my skull and my mind. The helmet in warfare protects your head from different things, from blows and debris, rocks and dirt flying through the air that can penetrate your skull and kill you immediately. You'll always see people, men and women in the military, will have on a helmet. And the reason why they do that is so that when they have the shock, or when they get hit and a bomb goes off and takes them and slings them through the air, that if they can protect their brain, that they will endure the battle. See, the enemy is always slinging rocks and debris. And I go into Newton Prison each month, and I speak to those men who have fallen in some sort, be honest with you, some sort of sexual addiction. The enemy has hurled so much debris at them that they acted on it, and because of whatever it was, whatever crime they committed, they've been placed into prison. But folks, the enemy wants you to hurl debris at your mind to the point that it will penetrate you, or you will take your helmet off just out of the time of weariness. He wants to steal your salvation from your mind so that he can control you and your thoughts. And when he controls your thoughts, folks, he has you. You have to be secure in your salvation. It was bought with a price, and I often will pray, Jesus, cover my mind with your blood. Whenever I get into those situations when the enemy attacks and hurls a rock at me, I put on the helmet and know who I am in Christ, that I am his son, that he loves me, and the power of the Holy Spirit will help me fight in the battlefield of the mind. Joyce Meyer, she is an incredible speaker and has written so many books about the battlefield of the mind. And I just encourage you, as I've listened to her multiple times, that's truly where the battlefield is at. And the enemy always wants to attack this your salvation and make you feel insecure in it, and that he wants to rob you from it. But you've got to know who you are, and that he cannot take your salvation away. You are secure in that. So that means you put on that helmet of salvation and know who you are in Jesus. I know I'm preaching a little bit this morning, but it's, folks, it's good stuff, and you got to understand how it plays out in the midst of the battle against the enemy. The next one is the sword. It says, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This, folks, is the only offensive part of the armor that God has given us, and it is a double-edged, razor-sharp blade. It is the most dangerous to the enemy, the devil. It is the sword of God's power, and he allows us to wield it. One edge of the sword represents God speaking to you, and the other side is speaking the word against the enemy to take back what he has spoken from you. The word of God is what takes us against the enemy. Jesus used it, remember, folks, when he was at war in the wilderness for 40 days. Remember, the enemy attacked the Son of God himself. So if he's not intimidated to attack the Son of God, man, we're nothing. He'll come at us with every kind of blow that he can, because the best way he can get at God, because remember, folks, the enemy is headed for hell. Yes, he is. And he wants to take you with him. And the better way to get at God, because he hates God so much, is to come against his creation. And we are the only creation. Men and women are created in the image of God himself. So if he can take God's creation to hell, that is his way back against God himself. But God doesn't hold back against that because God is more than a conqueror. And by doing so, he sent his son. So what did Jesus do in the wilderness? He spoke the word of God multiple times against the enemy, against every one of the temptations that the enemy tried to encounter against him. When the enemy hits your mind with sexual thoughts, speak God's words out to him. Find verses in the Bible that come to your mind. Each verse will help you to the attack. One that I love is this, is Galatians 2:20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I live, but Christ who lives with me. When I use that verse, it's wielding. I take a poke back at the enemy. If you could just see me in the room, I'm just slinging my arms because that's what it is. It's like taking this verse and it's like this sword and you're pushing that dagger right against the enemy. The other one is 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness, even sexual addiction, folks. If we confess this with Jesus and let him know, I am a sinner and this is taking control of my mind and my heart, ask him. And he is faithful and just to forgive you. I wield that sword again back at the enemy. James 4:7, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's a promise. And these things are so important. And another one, if you can't remember any of these, everyone knows this one. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know any verse and you know that one, wield it. Go use that one against the enemy. Allow the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to transform you to the way to change your thinking so that you will defeat the enemy. Folks, you cannot do it on your own. He is too powerful and too cunning. But we're going to finish up with this one. It says, pray in the Spirit. It says this, pray in the Spirit at all times and every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers. Now, why is this so important? Because prayer is the deal breaker, folks. Praying is talking to God, allowing him to know your needs. He hears us. He wants us to ask, so we keep on asking. Don't quit and don't be defeated in your prayer life. Talk to Jesus because he goes to the Father on our behalf. See, it's on my knees that I'm the strongest place of my life. Going to God in prayer guards my heart and it also guards my mind. I confess to Jesus my sins, tell him of my temptations, and I ask Holy Spirit for his power to strengthen me. This verse says that we are to pray at all times. It's on our lips and it's having a conversation with God himself throughout the day. Without prayer, folks, we lose our intimacy with God and we lose focus. Ask God to give you new memories to extract those sexual thoughts that the enemy is controlling you mentally. So I want to give you five things before we get off the air this morning. Five things that I believe that will help you to break the strongholds of sexual addiction in your life. But you have to have, as it says this in every addiction, folks, you have to have the God I want to get out of it. If you don't have the God I want to, you will never be victorious over these strongholds that we have been talking about, whether it is dealing with alcohol, whether it is dealing with drugs, or whether it is dealing with pornography. And we're going to deal with a few more yet before we end this series. But if you don't have the God I want to and be able to ask God to help you, you will not conquer what the enemy has placed before you. But here's the first five. Number one, remember that conquerors are not born, they're made. Have a battle plan ready. Read Ephesians 6:10-18. Again, folks, put on God's armor. In order to be victorious, you will need God's help. So have Ephesians 6 in your mind. Put on the armor of God. Number two, get an accountability group and especially an accountability partner. Educate yourself on the sexual integrity with other people of the same sex. Now hear me again. Someone of the same sex, not an opposite sex, one man with another man, another woman with another woman. Don't mix this one up. Get an accountability group and especially a mentor. Number three, grow deeper with God and his word. Read the Bible and memorize some of the key verses. So when the enemy comes and places his attack against you, bring out the word of God. This is what I remember. This is the verse that has been put on my mind. Number four, Remember, this is a marathon and not a sprint. It's a day by day, week by week, month by month, folks. It's sometimes, I've heard men and women say, it's sometimes even by the year. Because once you have this sexual addiction on you, it is a tough one to break, folks. And only through the power of the Holy Spirit can you do it. Number five, be in prayer always. That's asking God for help daily. And I just encourage you to do that. And maybe today that some of these things have really helped you in your thought about sexual addictions so that you can be overcomers. Folks, if you would, if this is something that's in your life, I just pray that you'll pray this prayer with me this morning as we deal with sexual addictions and how the enemy wants to block and break our hearts. So if you'll pray with me this morning, Heavenly Father, thank you for training me for battle. In times when I'm discouraged, the enemy fills my mind with doubt. Remind me that I am more than a conqueror through your Son, Jesus Christ. Remind me that I can do exceedingly and abundantly more than I can ask or imagine through your Spirit, the Holy Spirit who works in me. I thank you, my brothers in Christ, for my family, for this life that you have given me, Jesus. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Folks, I pray that you prayed that prayer with me today, that the Lord will, that through the power of Jesus and his blood and through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you can be overcomers of this sexual addiction that has placed you in bondage, and so that you can live a life victorious in him. I just hope that today that these words have encouraged you and has put you in a place of where you can trust God even more. Folks, it has been an incredible week. And next week, we're going to take just 1 week of break of sexual addiction. We're going to talk about what it means. If Father's Day is coming on us, we're going to talk about that a little bit, and we'll get back into the other addictions. Many folks have asked me, Mike, we're going to talk about smoking. That will be the next one that will be coming up, and we'll talk about how we can walk in freedom of this great, the number one addiction there is smoking. So we'll talk about that as well. Folks, I'm going to thank you for listening. Be a part of Vital Ministries, and I just pray that as you travel down the highway or maybe you're at home, that you enjoy your Sunday. Rest in knowing who you are in God. It's important today not to add more on to what you're not doing enough of, but to rest in who he is and the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Folks, thank you for being part of this. I am Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.